from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yes, we do have all the calls from the walk-off win last night, and we're going to get to those coming up later this hour. But this is a special treat because joining us right now here with Ben and Paul on 97.3 The Fan, Tier 1 manager of the Miami Marlins, and it's kind of a treat because he's got a game in a couple of hours at the Tropicana, the Dome there in Tampa Bay. Skip Schumacher is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Skip, it's really nice of you to call in this morning, and I hope you're doing okay. I know it was a busy day for the Marlins as well as the Padres and other teams yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. Obviously, curious about the trade and the guys that the Padres are picking up. So just wanted to pick your brain a little bit about Tanner Scott. First of all, I know this guy's been terrific for you the last couple of seasons. Got an ERA of like 1.18 this year and has been unscored upon in his last 17 outings. What's kind of been unlocked with him? And tell us a little bit more about what the Padres are picking up here for late inning bullpen help.
Yeah, well, first of all, you took all my favorite players in Arias and Scott, so thanks for doing that.
You're welcome.
But Tanner's an absolute dog. He is one of my all-time favorite players. Once again, the work ethic is 10 out of 10. He's the first guy in the weight room. He's the guy that prepares the most in the bullpen. He wants the high leverage situation. He wants to save, or he'll go in the seventh inning and get an out there and go back in the eighth and ninth. He does not want a day off. He pitches every single day. He gets pissed off when he has a day off. He is an incredible pickup. And, we got some good players in return, obviously. But really happy for the Padres and what they're able to do with that bullpen.
Well, that's good to hear because as a rental, a free agent to be, the Padres are going to probably want to work him a lot down the stretch here. So he'll have that opportunity. As you said, though, when the trade came down, I looked at what the Padres gave up. Their top two pitching prospects that were left, Graham Pauly, Jay Beshears, and I go, this is a huge haul for the Marlins. And then I started wondering, well, what about the other pitcher that the Padres are getting? People sometimes go, kind of throw in, and then I looked at some of the numbers for Brian Hoeing, and I go, well, maybe there's something there as well. What has Hoeing done for you this season?
Yeah, it was a big haul, but AJ and their staff, Posty and Kemp and those guys over there, they do such a great job of getting more talent the next year in the draft and different trades. I mean, it's amazing how they replenish that system every single year and are able to make trades like this. Brian Hoeing is a swing guy, a spot start guy, a guy that can get you out of a jam, multiple innings. He can do a number of different things. He really made an adjustment this year with his third pitch, which is a split change to get lefties out. So he's been able to get multiple righties and lefties out, not just a right-handed lane. If a guy pinch hits, he's able to get that guy out. He's so flexible, whether it's, again, a spot start if you need it, and he can be a leverage guy, which we used him in the eighth inning at times this year. So another really good guy, makeup 10 out of 10, just a really good pickup as well.
And I'd imagine that guys, especially like Adam Mazur and Graham Pauly, who've seen some time in the big leagues this year, they'll get an opportunity with you maybe over these last couple of months of the season that they might not have had in San Diego. Do you have any idea kind of what's the plan for some of your new former Padres acquisitions?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. I haven't heard just yet, you know, what the exact plan is. You know, there were so many trades yesterday, and just trying to make out a lineup yesterday was challenging.
How did you fill, a team yesterday with all the trades that were made? And you're on the road, too.
Right. You know, luckily we were in Florida, and we had some guys that were close by that could make it, you know, just in case kind of guys, almost like a like spring training, like Jicks guys, right? Just in case. And, you know, here we are. We had all these guys come in, you know, luckily at the right time. So the front office did a good job of preparing us, you know, just in case these things happen. But you're right. There's going to be a lot of young guys that are coming up and getting a real opportunity. And they're talented guys as well. So I think it's, you know, a really good trade for, you know, where we are at in the season. You know, it was obviously a seller's market. And we had a really good bullpen, and you know, our GM president took advantage of it and really replenished the system.
You know, it's too bad, Paulie. If the Marlins had been like on the road here in San Diego when that trade happened, you might have had a chance. You could have been the Jicks guy, the just in case guy.
It's possible.
Tier ones, Skip. You know, Woods and Paul's tier ones are playing really well. How many games in a row have you guys won? Like,
oh, like 12.
12 in a row. They're red hot.
We're putting
Skip,
up 17
so,
runs
I mean,
a game.
You might need Woods or Paul to fill out a lineup here the rest of the season.
Yeah, no, we're okay now. Oh, okay. Yesterday was a little dicey, but no offense to Paulie, but I think we'll be all right.
All right, fair enough.
Next time.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you get a game to get to. I really appreciate you giving us that scouting report. I think the tier ones are excited to hear about those two guys. I'll let you go because I know what you got two hours away. So
what are you, on the field for batting practice?
Yeah, where
right
are you
now?
In the manager's office in that dungeon?
I'm actually on the field right now about to take ground balls. So,
right.
Yeah, love you guys, but I definitely got to go here.
Thank you so much,
appreciate
Skip.
You, Skip
Schumacher, how about that? Manager of the Miami Marlins. He's literally on the field about to hit some fungos to his guys.
That's incredible.
With a 9:10 Pacific first pitch. So, yeah, 2 hours and 5 minutes away from a game. They're fully in batting practice and game prep mode, and he comes and gives us that scouting report on Taylor Scott and Brian Hoeing.
That's why he is the best.
That's amazing. Interesting stuff, too, as well. Before we kind of break that down, I do need a contestant. John Flint's coming over in just a second for Take on John with Woodsy out. Your chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. So if you want to play our game, call right now, 833-288-0973. We're like 2 minutes away. 833-288-0973. Call in to Take on John today with a chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas here at the end of July. But that Tanner Scott scouting report was kind of exciting. I mean, obviously the numbers have been fantastic, but the bulldog, the like, I want to pitch every day, just give me the ball, let me eat out there, that was really cool to hear from Skip Schumacher.
Tanner's an absolute dog.
Love that.
Tanner's a dog. They've got Jason Adam. I mean, Robert Suarez has been an absolute dog for the Padres this year. And you saw in last night's game that you can you can lengthen the bullpen. Even without those guys having really arrived yet, using Adrian Morejon down two in the seventh inning as opposed to waiting until you had a lead. Mike Schilt's going to be able to be much more aggressive. Maybe not every single day, but there's going to be more opportunities to use higher leverage guys in more situations that allow you the chance to win some of these games that you might have said a month ago, well, we got to save our guys for a lead tomorrow. So, Stephen Kolek, we just need a couple from you here, and you know, cross our fingers that we're still in the game at that point. Now they can be more aggressive when it comes to who they're picking at the end of games. And Hoeing, that was some good stuff too. Guy who can start. Yep. I mean, even if it's not seven innings, you know, he goes in and gives you three at the start of a game. That's something over the last couple of months of the season with the limited options the Padres have to start right now. So good scouting report there from Skip Schumacher. All right, John's coming over in a second, so why don't we just get to our game? We got some contestants on the line. Let's get to it. Let's take on John.
It's time for Take on Woods.
John
Woods.
John
Woods.
Take on John, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Oh,
let's try line three.
All right. Let's
new
see.
Names on here.
Who's this? Someone new. You're on Take on John. Good morning.
is when you talk if you're on the phone.
Everybody who's on hold, just start talking, and someone should be there.
Lewis?
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Who is it?
Who's this?
I don't know.
You called us.
Yeah, I want to play.
I think the connection's not great. try calling back. All right, I'm gonna go with a more established name. Guy, I usually have a pretty good connection. Good morning.
Most of the time.
Thank you. All right. Sorry about that. All right.
Always here for you.
It's always good getting new names and new faces into the game, but we got to be able to hear you.
Who's
you got to be somewhat awake,
us, bro,
to play this game. All right, Guy. You know how it works. You got 60 seconds, five questions. We'll compare your score to John. If you can beat her time, we'll put you into the drawing for the trip to the Rio Las Vegas. Two-night stay, dinner for two, day bed at the Rio Pool. It's all new. Four sparkling new pools, remodeled rooms, new food hall. Book now at RioLasVegas.com. All right, Guy, here are your categories. The afterlife. Song titles and artists, including the word after. Go Where You Want to Go. Those are the song titles with the word go. And our mystery category, which is an all two-second song mystery category today. Guy, the afterlife, Go Where You Want to Go, or the mystery category?
Go mystery.
Oh, we're going right to it. All right. That means you don't get the theme. But in an interesting twist today, no questions, just music. So we've got five songs. You'll have 60 seconds to identify as many as you can. You need to give me the title and the artist to score the point. And then John will go, and we'll see how you do. So the mystery category, by the first one, you should have a really good idea of what it is, but it's up to you to figure it out, guys. So you ready to play?
Good. I am.
Paul, you got all the songs queued
up? I'm ready.
All right, Paulie's ready to play. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Guy, it's the mystery category. Your time begins when Paul plays our first song. Good luck to you, Guy. Let's take on John.
No idea.
All right, let's pass. Let's go to song number two.
Walk Like an Egyptian, the Bangles.
Correct. Song number three.
Walk This Way, Aerosmith.
Correct. Song number four.
Walk the Light, Dire Straits.
Correct. Song number five.
Walk on the Wild Side, Lou Reed.
Correct. Let's go back to the first one.
Walk something. I don't know. Way She Walks.
Nah, it's not. It's Walk by the Foo Fighters, but obviously you got that theme, Walk. You got all the other ones, Walk Like an Egyptian, Walk This Way, Walk a Life, Walk on the Wild Side. So four is your score. Get on hold, Guy. Let's bring John Flint in from down the hall at KSON. John, good morning to you.
It certainly is a good morning.
Yes, Padres fan John is very happy, just like the rest of us today. Let's get some headphones for you. I got some here, actually, behind the behind our sign here. Johnny is going to take Woods' seat.
Very prepared.
Sorry.
So
no, it's our fault.
So, Guy's score is locked in. Today, you probably want to turn it down a little bit. That's it's a little loud for you. Sorry, we just interviewed Skip Schumacher from the field at Tropicana Field. He's got a game in 2 hours, but he called us and gave us a scouting report on the new players the Padres just picked up.
Such a, what a day.
Yesterday.
What a day
it was. That was amazing.
I think our boy Alex said it best when he said they pushed all their chips in the middle of the table yesterday.
Sure, they kept two chips back, and Leo DeVries and Ethan Salas, but otherwise the rest of the are gone. All right, so today is a little interesting. This is the mystery category.
Oh, boy.
But it's an all two-second song edition, so I don't have any questions. All I have is music for you. Five different songs. You need to give me the title and the artist, and they will all have a similar theme can figure them out.
Oh, am I to guess the theme as well?
No,
is that
you
part
just
of
have
the
to guess the title and the artist.
Okay.
The theme will be obvious
guess
once you start
guessing.
Guess
the theme in your head.
If you don't, if you don't know, you can pass. It may help you to come back if you don't know one with a theme later. All right?
Go easy on me, Paul.
Guy's score is locked in. 60 seconds back on the clock. John, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Song number one. Good luck. Let's take on Guy.
Uh, That's Tal Bachman. She's so high.
No. It's not. No. All right, let's go. Like song it. Number two.
Walk Like an Egyptian, the Bengals.
Correct. Song number three.
Hang on. Aerosmith, Walk This Way.
Correct. Song number four.
Walk a Life, Dire Straits.
Correct. Song number five.
We'll Take a Walk on the Wild Side, Lou Reed.
All right, that's four, and that's a tie.
Can I go back to number one? I got time yet.
But you already got it wrong. You shouldn't have guessed. You should have passed. Once you get it wrong, you don't get a second.
What is it?
It's Walk by the Foo Fighters.
Oh, I should know
and
that
And that's
song.
Why the theme, of course, was walking. Walk. Oh, walk
I'm
walk like an Egyptian.
I can't wait.
Walk this way, walk of life, walk on the wild side. That's good for Guy, though, because he qualifies for the trip to Las Vegas. Tie goes to the tier one.
All right, good
But
good
you
job.
Didn't embarrass yourself by any stretch. Both missed the same one, which is probably the toughest one of the five, I would say.
I kind
of
did, since I've seen the Foo Fighters like 10 times in my life. So I think I didn't embarrass myself.
Dude, I've never seen them. I'm going on Wednesday.
Have fun, man.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's epic. Yeah, great.
Can't be
band.
As epic as last night's baseball game. I mean, don't care. The best concert in the world does not compare to a walk-off win in baseball.
I can't take another one of those nights. I mean, I loved it, but I'm so tired today. I don't know how you're doing it, man.
It was amazing last night. I mean, we're both wired. Paulie couldn't sleep. I mean, it's
no,
hard,
no, I
hard
couldn't sleep either. I actually fell asleep after the first inning until like the third. And I'm like, hey, I woke up just in time.
That was a good time. Well, like fourth to the seventh would have been a good time for a little siesta last night.
Were you there?
No, I was at Channel 10 last night.
Okay,
I was watching that other gig.
So. Okay.
Yeah. Johnny, thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Boys. Thanks, buddy.
Friday is our next. Should be our next one. We got Real or Fake tomorrow. So, yeah, congratulations, Guy, Paulie. Get your information on the break. That's an interesting question. Paulie, would you rather go to a fantastic concert, like with your favorite band, or go see a walk-off win from your favorite baseball team? What's a better night to buy tickets to? Not that you can guarantee either. You may go to the concert, just not a good one, you know, just wasn't a good night. Or you may go to a baseball game, your team gets bodied. But if you had to pick,
I don't know. Why do I have to pick?
Great concert.
You can't go
or
wrong.
Or walk off win.
You
I mean,
can't
for
go
me,
wrong.
It's walk off win.
Yeah, you don't like music.
I don't not like music. I don't like concerts that much, but I like music. All right, let's take a timeout. You want to just let's just bang. Don't do this today. I
want
to talk more about the game.
You know
we didn't
what
even
I
finish
want?
Talking about the game.
You know what I want?
Yeah.
I want a tier one who was there last night to call in.
Yeah, let's open the phones. 833-288-0973. I mean, there were 47,000 plus. I'd imagine there were a few tier ones in attendance last night. Give us your impressions of the walk-off come-from-behind win. We'll walk this way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Guess who's awake? At 4:23 a.m. in the islands. Woodsy's going to give us a call here in a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to play the rest of the calls, TV, Spanish, Korean, etc., Dodgers, of not just the walk-off win. Paul, you've got Jackson Merrill's tying home run as well on some of them.
Yep.
So we've got a lot to get to this hour. And then at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, the general manager and president of baseball operations for the Padres, A.J. Preller, will join us to discuss the trade deadline moves. I'm sure he's got some thoughts on last night's win as well and what's still to come for the Padres, starting rotation, etc. for the rest of the season. So A.J. Preller going to be with us at 8 o'clock. Normally we don't do this, but I wanted to get out to the phone lines. Had we done Don't Do This, it would be brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. Kraft Taco has some best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thecrafttaco.com and take a look at their happy hour specials today at thecrafttaco.com. I wanted to find some fans who were at the game. Like, I know Ashley, Padres fan who I follow on Twitter, was there. And she actually posted a picture of a sign. Did you see this? Went viral last night thanks to John Boy, who reposted it. And now it's got hundreds of thousands of views. Someone made a sign. We can maybe make this doo-doo this.
Oh, I think I saw that.
It says,
it's not doo-doo.
It says, no, it's
D-D
not.
D-D Mega Doo-Doo.
It's number one, actually. It says, Dodgers fans, welcome to a stadium that doesn't smell like pee. Which was, quite frankly, pretty hilarious. And it hits better when the Padres do win in walk-off fashion.
Oh,
so,
it sure does.
If anybody else was at the stadium that doesn't smell like number one, give us a call like
number one,
like Tyler did. Good morning, Tyler. Welcome to Ben and Woods, the 97.3 The Fan. How are you? Tyler, are you there?
Hey, hello.
I think he was on the same line as our first caller for Take on Woods. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Michael, good morning. You're on the air. Yeah, we can hear you. Somehow your line works.
Awesome. Perfect. Yeah, I was actually three rows behind the guy with that sign. The other side of the sign had the Gamblers Anonymous number on it, too.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, GEGE000466.
That's the one. Yeah, it was awesome game, guys. Like, the environment there after the first inning was rough, not going to lie. Seeing that ball hit the foul pole, it's like, okay. As soon as we got through the bottom of the third, when we were 3-5, it felt like things were growing and the Dodger fans were quiet the rest of the game. Manny just beasting like Manny does. It was awesome. And like the crowd there, like the whole time, it's not the dread Padres anymore where we're never going to come back from this. It felt like everybody expected us to come back to win and the energy was up. It was awesome. One of the best games I've ever been to.
Awesome, Michael. I mean, it goes without saying, but I think I need to say it. After giving up five in the first, for Matt Waldron to come back, throw three more shutout innings, I think he only gave up one more hit, striking out six. Then Yuki Matsui with a perfect 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts. Steven Kolek worked around a couple of walks in a scoreless inning. Adrian Morejon loaded the bases, got a little dicey, but got out of it and got his scoreless inning. Logan Gillespie threw a 1-2-3 inning. I mean, just out of nowhere. Then Jeremiah Estrada with the 1-2-3 ninth inning to give them a chance to come back and tie it in the bottom of the ninth. And then Robert Suarez with that dangerous Manfred Mann runner out on second base to leave him right there. He doesn't even move a muscle from second base, going 1-2-3 in the top of the 10th inning. What an unbelievable job by all, really, seven of the guys. I know, yeah, Waldron's got an issue sometimes in that first inning, and that's something they're trying to work on. I know they tried like more warm-up pitches to see if they could fatigue him a little bit. Sometimes that helps the knuckleball knuckle a little bit more in the first inning, but he's had an issue, no doubt. His first inning ERA is his worst inning ERA, and kind of bit him yesterday, but he did bounce back, did enough to give the Padres a chance to come back and win that game. It was absolutely insane what the pitching staff did against that. I know, weakened Dodger lineup with no Mookie and no Freddie. Still, you had Shohei, you got a red-hot Gavin Lux, you got Will Smith, you got Teoscar Hernandez. It's not like they've got nothing left in the cupboard,
right?
Even missing a couple of stars.
I hate saying it because this is something that you would say and I would yell at you for, but yeah, I mean, if you just take away that first inning, what a game, like all around, offensively, defensively, the pitching was great, you know, to just get your hopes and dreams just ripped away in the first inning with a 5-run first for the Dodgers. You're like, oh my God, not again. Like, what is happening? Why is this happening? And then to just completely silence them and score 6 unanswered. What a night.
I had a real dilemma on my hands. I was sitting there at my desk last night thinking about the show this morning when it was, you know, 8th and 9th inning and the Padres are down 5-3 and then Manny hits the home run. And I'm still thinking, what if they lose this game 5-4? Am I going to come back, just like we did on Monday, and go, that was a really good loss by the San Diego Padres?
I would have kicked you in your face.
Two really good losses in a row after they fell behind early, and they fought all the way, and they just didn't quite come all the way and come back. I can't just go to that car. I can't play that card two games in a row. Like, well, that's the best two-game losing streak I've ever seen from the San Diego Padres.
Hey, man, I love the fight. No, I don't want to hear that.
I didn't really want to go to that, but I was impressed. I mean, whether or not they won, I was impressed how they kept in it and they fought back and kept it close and gave them a chance. I mean, the idea of doing that is so you do actually win them sometimes, and they did win that one last night. Let's get Bobby Claremont. Bobby, good morning. Welcome to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Good morning to you. I was there last night, and I've never seen – this is my fourth year of being a season ticket holder, and I've never seen that much blue in the stands. And there was no freaking life in the place in the beginning. And when it was 5-0, it was downright depressing. It was definitely downright depressing. And then Manny goes yard, and even though that one run – the Dodgers only scored in that first inning, and the way they just continued to come back. And I'll tell you a funny story at the end. My water bottle in section 216 over in Toyota Terrace on Manny's side of the field rolled down towards the front. And I picked it up, and I turned it around, and I started chanting Beat L.A., which is pretty easy to remember, and I started chanting that. And as the Dodger fans were leaving past row 4, seats 1 and 2 where we were, the guy turned around to my wife and said, hey, you ought to buy him a gold and brown pom-pom set for Christmas. And normally I would kind of take a mild umbrage, and I freaking loved it. And it was such a gutsy win. I've never seen a gutsier comeback by the Padres in a regular season game.
Bobby, awesome story. You know, have you ever started a chant at a stadium? Been the first one to start a chant? I don't think I ever have. Someone has to be the first, right?
Someone says
Ha Sung Kim for the first time, and then everyone chants it.
He'll step into the box, and you'll just hear the stadium go,
and then the chant starts.
And then you start chanting.
Whether it's Beat L.A. or Ha Sung Kim, the chant just kind of organically starts throughout the stadium. Bobby, thank you for the call. Let's take a timeout because Woodsy's going to give us a call from Hawaii very early.
Love it.
I would say he's going to be whispering to not wake up his family, but let's be honest. Hannah and the boys are they're all awake right now. 7:30 San Diego time. Their body clock hasn't adjusted.
We'll talk to Woodsy, and then we've got all the calls.
So despite the fact that he was traveling all day, flying to the most remote of the main Hawaiian islands, he did say he watched almost all of the game last night. So he'll have some thoughts, and then we'll play. As
he was texting with us during the trade deadline. He was on the plane.
He was on top of it despite all the travel. So we'll hear from Woodsy, and then we'll play all the calls for you coming up next on San Diego's. Yeah. Frog in the Throat on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. I got to talk a lot more when Woodsy's not here. How about that? Padres walk off the Dodgers on the day that Woods leaves on vacation. And I will say, because he's on hold right now from the islands, I did kiss the rally roach yesterday.
I kissed it this morning.
Molly's already kissed it this morning. We're not gonna forget about the rally roach.
Kiss it, right now.
Kiss it as many times as we can as we go out to the islands, and we are joined by Stephen Woods. Woodsy, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
4:39 in the morning where you are? Is that true?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, this jet lag's a mother, dude. It's no joke. Taylor's been up for a couple hours.
Oh, no.
I've been up for a couple hours. I caught your interview with Skip. You guys do a great job, man.
Thanks.
Ben, you do a great job. Paul, you do a great job.
Ben,
thanks,
you
Doc.
Do a great job.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So you actually got to catch most of the game last night. You were following along with the trade deadline. It's like you were here, except you were not.
You know, the plane Wi-Fi was the best I've ever had in my whole life. We were having patience the entire flight, and I was able to follow everything on Twitter, saw the news break, was really cool. I had kind of a mini panic attack at the end there towards the deadline when I'm like, we didn't get a starter. We didn't get a starter. What are we going to do? And you know, I'm sitting on the plane and you know, the thing where it shows the plane and the line and how close you're getting to your destination.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I made the
biggest
mistake.
Were you raw dogging this thing? Yeah.
No, I mean, well, like with one kid on either side, I might as well have been raw dogging it because I'm doing workbooks with Bo with my left hand. I'm coloring with Taylor with my right. I'm answering questions from my left, questions from my right. And I'm trying to look at the trade deadline, but I kept looking at that little plane. And it was like being in school again and going, all right, just put your head down. Don't look up at the time. And then I would look up and I'd be like, it'd be like 4 hours and 30 minutes left. And I'm like, never going to land. So the timing was amazing. We landed. We got the rental. Well, we landed, had an hour layover, jumped on a plane to Kauai, had to get the rental car. By the time, and then they live on the other side of the island, my in-laws do. So we drove all the way up here and made it right in time. Like, we were watching the game in a car, or listening to it, I guess. And it was spectacular. The next thing you know, it's 5-0. And I'm like, I'm not too worried. It's the first inning. This is Matt Walser, and this is what we do. And sure enough, man, my in-laws took the kids down to the beach. And I watched watched the end of the game. And it was spectacular. I was elated. Now, my father-in-law is a Dodger fan, and he looked. When he got back from the beach, I said, you're not going to be very happy. And he just goes, oh, no. And I said, oh, yeah, we got you. We got you. And I always give him all that money. All that money. Holy cow. Imagine not being able to put a complete team together with $1 billion. So it's been so far so good out here.
So what were your, obviously you mentioned, you know, worried that they didn't pick up a starter, and they really kind of didn't. I mean, I don't think Martin Perez qualifies entirely as what we were expecting starting-wise at the trade deadline. So what were your thoughts on bolstering the bullpen again and trying to shorten the game in that respect, but still not sure what they're going to do with the fourth and fifth starter spots the rest of the season?
You know, I think my thoughts were just like yours and just like AJ's in that, holy cow, when I saw some of the returns and what people were getting and what we gave up, you know, just to get, you know, to get some bullpen help. I just thought, what an insane market. I know I love the guys that are here, every single one of them, you know, every single one of them. And seemingly when we need somebody to step up, they do. They do. And so certainly a team nobody wants to face in October, but, you know, it's a bit presumptuous to think that we'll be there. I certainly feel like we will be based on what this team does. But holy cow, I mean, if Martin Perez, if he can come in and, you know, just chew up some innings, and you have a softer part of the schedule coming up, which means nothing. It means nothing. You know, you still got to win those games. Man, I'm pretty elated, and nobody's bullpen has the potential to be as electric as ours, I think. And I mean, we're right up there with the Phillies now. You know what I mean? Like, it's no joke. It's maybe the best in baseball, certainly the best stuff plus I saw in baseball right now. And so I'm pretty stoked about the move. I can't really cry about the moves we didn't make. But I also look around and all the guys that were rumored to be traded, you know, nobody pulled the trigger on those guys. So I don't feel all that bad. You know, I'm excited to see. I heard Skip's report on Tanner Scott, and I'm like, Tanner Scott. I'm like, oh my God, this guy sounds amazing.
He's a dog.
You know, a dog. Yeah, 100%. And I love it. And they're going to try to piece the thing together, and I'm here for it. Well, I'm here in Hawaii for it while they try to piece it together.
For the next week, yeah. You're there.
For the next week, but mentally I'm with
you
guys.
But you'll be back,
right?
And then, you know, there'll still be a lot of games left when you return. I think, you know, you make the point, and even AJ made the point. We have built this team for playoff series, for days off,
yeah.
Built in for, you know, aggressive bullpen usage. But they didn't really build it for the regular season getting into the playoffs.
Right.
If they can, great. I tend to, you know, feel though, what would you rather have? A team that you know if they get there has a shot, or a team that has a really good shot to get there, but once they're there, kind of like in 2000, you got no hope once you get there though. I mean, what's better?
None.
You've got to give yourself a shot if you're there, because the idea is winning the World Series, not sneaking into the playoffs and then losing in the wild card round.
Yeah, no question. And you know, you're going to see some of the other teams that are on the bubble, they may have the extra starting pitcher that we don't, and they may get in. You know, they may get in, but that starting pitcher is going to be working swing man duties or long man, or maybe won't even get a start. Or like Jack Flaherty last year, wasn't even on the Orioles postseason roster. So, you know, I mean, this team is built for October. We just got to get there, and certainly they've got the flair for the dramatic right now, which, you know, kind of leads you to believe, like, yeah, we get in these big games, and even if we're down, you're not out, you know? And I was so impressed with that win yesterday, and, you know, so glad Manny Machado is our third baseman. What a day for him. And Jackson Merrill was, unbelievable, and Donovan Solano, just everybody, man. It was awesome.
Oh, by the
way, awesome. I loved it.
Paulie and I had a discussion off the air. Before you go, the decision to sacrifice bunt with Luis Arraez in the 10th inning, yay or nay?
I got a jam, actually, right now. I'm going to go. Look, I mean, it worked out. So it worked out. I didn't, two-time batting champion, dropping down a sack bunt. But you know what? It's extra innings. That kind of anything goes. You know, it worked. It worked. They got the job done. But everybody on the planet knew they were going to walk Profar. How about Dave Roberts' little meltdown last night? Well, you know, I don't want to be too mean. I'm on vacation. You know, when a guy's been in he's a new manager. You know, let's give him a break on knowing the rules. He doesn't have that many games under his belt. So
never played the game.
Never played the game. With that much inexperience, guys, I mean, I'm sure Dodger fans are fine and forgiving of, you know, their manager having zero idea what a rule is in the most important part of the game. I think we should cut him a little slack. I think a couple 15 extra years on his contract would be great. I'm in for that. You know, and let the chips fall where they may. How about that? Sleepy Joe Davis putting everybody to sleep. I was listening to some of these calls and puking all over the mic up there, and it really was a perfect day if you're a Padre.
Perfect day. We're about to play some of those calls, starting with the Jackson Merrill home run. I'll let you go grab some Kona coffee, but get a nap or something to reset your body clock. You really don't want to be
trying.
On the 4 a.m. to 6 p.m. schedule all week. That's not great for vacation.
Not great. So. No, it's not great. Oh, by the way, just before you play the calls, my father-in-law has me so spun out about the locals here that I may not leave the house. Just so you know. Like, he's like, I'm telling you.
Like, what do you mean?
You don't. Dude, Paulie, he's like.
Don't run afoul.
He said, don't run afoul. He goes, the speed limit here is 35. They will let you know if you're going. I'm going 35. I'm going 35. What? When we went to get dinner last night, it was like ordering from the soup Nazi in Seinfeld. I was like, one Mac salad, please. One barbecue plate, and I would slide
step to
over.
The left, yeah.
And, yes. And then my tray came, and there was no Mac salad. And I looked at the guy in the
cabinet.
He goes, do you need something? I was like, I had a Mac salad, too. He pulls up the computer. He looks at it. He's pissed. He goes, yeah, you did. And scoops it out, and he goes, here. And I'm like, I'm not saying a word. I may not eat. I may be the only guy that goes to Hawaii, and I'll lose 15 pounds because I'm afraid to order anything. He got me so spun out about these guys. I'm like, I'm not leaving the house. So typical Woods vacation.
You want bread? $3.
$3. That guy got free bread.
No soup for you. All right, Woodsy.
I'm a wreck, man.
All right. Well, maybe we'll check in with you again later in the week if something else amazing happens.
See you,
take care. Enjoy the vacation.
Love you guys. You're crushing it. Appreciate you. And thanks to all the tier ones. See you guys.
There he is, Stephen Woods. All right, let's check traffic. Come back. We'll at least start some of these calls that we've got for you from last night's game here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's get right to it. We got a bunch of calls of last night's win. Let's start with the Jackson Merrill. What a swing off. Blake Treinen. I mean, that kid has no fear whatsoever. We heard Jesse's radio call. Here's how it sounded on Padres.tv with Don Orsillo and Mud Grant.
High drive, deep right field. Pajes back at the wall. Merrill Madness. Jackson Merrill's tied the game with a home run. All tied at five.
All right, what's next, Paulie?
Let's go, how about Joe Davis,
ooh,
Dodgers television.
TV, all right.
Treinen to Merrill with a 2-1. High drive right field, back goes Pajes, this game is tied.
It's tough to hear him.
Yeah, the crowd is really...
Just drowns that microphone.
Have a better mix on the Padres.tv audio than the Dodgers audio there. All right, do we have Dodgers radio as well?
I do.
Okay.
A little bit better.
And a 2-1 pitch from Treinen. Merrill swings, he hits a drive, and the game is tied. Oh, he hit it to right, well over the home run seats they've got out there, and Blake Treinen has allowed his second home run this inning, and the Padres have come all the way back to tie it.
Well, with the game on the line, you're trying to avoid the big part of the plate if you're making pitches. This one was right down Broadway.
It's like the 12th blown save just in like the last month or something for the Dodgers. Here's a crazy stat, Paulie, quickly. The Dodgers are 1-3 this month in games in which they lead by 5 runs. That's how
good God.
Shaky their bullpen has been in the month of July. All right, let's go to the foreign language versions. Let's hear Eduardo Ortega, Padres Spanish language
broadcaster.
They might
need a new microphone in the booth after last night.
3-22. Lanzamiento, palo por la derecha, se puede empatar el juego, esa bola vuela, se va, sí, 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 a la calle, Jackson en acción, Merrill, empata el juego en la novena entrada y los Padres vuelven, juego nuevo, empatados a 5, el novato, sensación, jonrón 13, la carrera producida 53.
My Spanish is failing me. I did hear Jackson Acción.
Jackson in Acción!
Jackson in action? That is fantastic, Eddie. That's why he should be in the Hall of Fame. And then, of course, our friends from Korea.
Oh, boy.
With the call of the Jackson Merrill tying home run in the ninth inning.
Rita Pozo-Garcia.
They were almost going with the like the soccer goal call.
Goal!
goodness. Man. I don't know. That was fantastic. Eddie might win the day.
I think Eddie wins that.
That was one of his best calls. Action Jackson. That was pretty incredible. They were all really good.
Jackson and Axiom Merrill.
I didn't quite get, there was a lot of nines in there. I don't totally understand where he was going on some ninth inning maybe, or I heard Revuelvo, which is I think
tied in the ninth,
return, like a comeback, return tied in the ninth maybe. Whew, wow, what a finish. And of course, we also have the walk-off calls for Donovan Solano, which we will get to coming up a little bit later on the program, but not right now, because coming up at the top of the hour in just 5 minutes, we're going to be joined by the president of baseball operations and general manager for the San Diego Padres. He's looking a little tired last night.
I saw a video. Yeah.
They showed him up in the GM's box, and AJ Preller is starting to... I totally get it. I mean, I'm going to ask him, like, how much sleep did you get the night before last night? And then could you go to sleep last night after the way that game played out? AJ Preller on the trade deadline coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.